This morning's message is titled, Believe and Be Blessed. And our text is from the angel candle, which was read earlier this morning. But as I begin, I want you to know that Jesus wants us to know him intimately. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 9, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? Have you been with Christ so long, and yet you do not know him intimately? Have you? Jesus was not rebuking Philip, but was encouraging him to draw close to him. As it says in James chapter 4, verse 8, draw close to God and he will draw close to you. And Jesus prayed in John 17, 3, this is eternal life, that you might know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. When Jesus prayed this, he did not say that you might believe in the one true God. He says, know the one true God. We are here to go beyond that believing to knowing. We are to know God. We're to know the depth of God's love for us. We're to know the depth of God's understanding and care for us. Jesus wants us to know him intimately, the Father, and to know him intimately. He wants to be our friends. He wants to be your friend. Jesus wants to be your friend. Once we get to know Jesus intimately, we are never alone again. We need to know how wonderful he is. And how do we get to know how wonderful he is? By letting him know every concern we have, whatever it might be, every joy we might have, every problem we might have. Whenever there's something troubling us, we're to bring it to God. Bring it to Jesus. And then we're to listen to what he has to say. Through reading his word or through others talking, God or whatever, coming to us. We're to listen. And we listen to him when he teaches us through his word. Oh, when Jesus said to Philip, have you been with me so long? And yet you have not known me. He wants all of us to know him intimately. Our believing is to go beyond believing to intimacy. We're to love Christ, our Lord, our Savior, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. In this message today, in our text, Joseph believed and was blessed. Mary believed and was blessed. And when we believe, we are blessed. When we believe in Jesus, we are blessed. We are adopted into the family of God. We are baptized with the Holy Spirit. And we have a heavenly Father that loves us. Much better than our earthly fathers ever could. Much better. In Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, an angel of the Lord appears to Joseph in a dream, saying, Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. I think of this as I was going through this, I thought, wow, what a statement. That which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that powerful? Mary's going to have a child. And it's been conceived by the Holy Spirit. What a powerful statement. Joseph believed and trusted the angel and married Mary. And the Son of God was born to them. Wow. You know, sometimes we read scripture and we need to look back on that. Isn't that overwhelming? the Son of God was born to them. His name was to be Jesus, as he would save his people from their sins. The very name Jesus means Savior. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, we read, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that is given among people by which we must be saved." Salvation. Our eternal life is only through believing in Christ Jesus. Joseph believed and was blessed. In Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 35, Mary, just a teenage girl, was visited by the angel Gabriel. You know, Mary was probably even younger than you, Abby. She wasn't younger than you. What's that? Probably about your age? Okay. Well, she was a teenage girl. She was visited by an angel, Gabriel. And Gabriel said to Mary, "Greetings, highly favored one. The Lord is with you." She was highly favored because the Lord was with her. And everyone today who believes in Jesus is highly favored and blessed because the Lord is with them. Everyone. It is a gift of God the Father to believe in Jesus as our Savior and Lord. And everyone who believes in Jesus is blessed. In our text, Mary is told, "Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" Mary had a humble and honest spirit before God. She said, "How can this be?" Her answer was a question of faith, because she believed the promise of God and believed in salvation. The angel Gabriel responded, saying that the Holy Spirit will come upon her. The holy offspring will be called the Son of God. Gabriel points out, this is of God, this is God, the Holy Spirit. This is a work of God, the Holy Spirit. It is so important for us to understand that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of a virgin. You know, not everybody believes that today. Some churches don't believe that. But the Bible, God's Word, teaches Christ was born of a virgin, and that Jesus is the Son of God. Because he's the Son of God and he's born of a virgin. The biggest miracle since the birth of Jesus is that God has given to us the gift of salvation through faith in Jesus. God has given us the gift of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Through faith in Jesus, we have a home reserved in heaven, and we are blessed beyond measure. As the hymn Amazing Grace says, "He has saved a wretch like me, and he saved a wretch like you." We should be praising God for the gift of Jesus, our Savior and Lord, and the work of the Holy Spirit in bringing us to faith in Jesus Christ. People doubt God today. There are Christians who doubt God, and there are non-Christians who doubt God. People doubted God during the time of Jesus and before Jesus. But here, Mary, a teenage girl, did not doubt God. What a faith Mary had. What a faith Joseph had. It is so important that our faith of believing includes trusting God and all that His Word says. Mary submitted herself fully to God, to the will of God. She submitted completely because she loved and wanted to serve Him. In verse 38, Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word." How many of us have said that? How many of us have said that we are servants of God? We are willing to do whatever. That's what she said. She said, "The bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. What a powerful response Mary had. "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord." Mary's believing response was a total surrender as a willing servant. She trusted God. She totally belonged to the Lord. Her body, her soul, and her spirit belonged to Him. She declared God's greatness when she said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." Isn't that precious? Isn't that precious? It's a good lesson for all of us, where she says, "My soul magnifies the Lord." She belonged to the Lord in all of her body, soul, and spirit. We need to understand that and do the same as Mary did. Mary was submissive to God's will. And these words of Mary are a lesson to all of us on submission to God. She gave her body, her soul, and her spirit to God. And we should submit ourselves as Mary did. We are saved by God's grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Mary believed God and experienced the power of God. The power of God. That's one of the things we need to do, as has been said this morning. We need to pray and then believe and see God work in powerful, mighty ways. And He will. His word says He will. I can see Fanny over there going and say, "Yes, He does." And that's right, He does. Until we begin to pray and see God work, we won't see His power. It will be around us, but it will affect us more when we ask and talk to Him. Because then we see Him working in our lives. Mary was blessed because she believed. Mary would have a son, the Son of God. As it says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." I believe Mary knew her son, God the Son, as Wonderful, as Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Those are the titles given to Christ, and I believe she knew those. And we should know Christ in that same way. We should know Him as Wonderful. We should know Him as our Counselor, one we can talk to. We should know Him as Mighty God. We should know Him as Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Because she believed, all the people that believe also will be blessed. Joseph believed and was blessed. Mary believed and was blessed. And when we believe in Jesus Christ, we are blessed. We look back, and one of the most powerful verses on blessing is John 3:16. We were blessed with everlasting life. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." When you believe in Jesus, you have everlasting life. It's a promise of the Father. Secondly, when we believe in Jesus, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. As it says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Third, we are blessed with direction in our lives. It says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, "Trust in the Lord, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your steps." We are to trust in him. We're to acknowledge him and let him lead us. Four, we are blessed with answers to prayer. It says in Mark 11, 24, "Therefore I say to you, all the things which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they shall be granted to you." When we pray, we are to pray believing that God hears us, and pray believing that he answers us. Otherwise, don't even pray. If you do not believe that God is going to answer your prayer, or God's going to hear your prayer, why do you pray? But we pray because he hears us. Just like it says in Jeremiah 33, 3. It says, "Call unto me." That is a command to pray. And then it says, "I will answer you." That's a promise of God. And then it says, lastly, "I will show you great and mighty things which you know not." Not all the time when we pray do we have an answer of yes. Sometimes we have an answer. We don't have an answer at all right away because God wants us to wait. We're not ready for the answer. But God's word says he answers us. And sometimes it might not be the way we're praying, because he's got a better plan for us. We just need to trust in him. Five, we are blessed when we believe that we are God's children. What does John 1:12 says? "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." In fact, in the King James it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name." You are a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And there are so many blessings that means for you. We've been blessed with eternal life, as it says in chapter 3, verse 15. John 3:15 says that whoever believes may in him have eternal life. When you believe, you have eternal life. The key word is believes. Believe it in your heart in Jesus as your Savior, Lord, and Son of God. But in our text this morning, it started out by saying, "Have I been with you so long, Philip, and you do not know me?" God wants us to go beyond believing to knowing him. He wants us to be intimate with him, so we can know all of these blessings. Not that there's just written in paper, just there, but they are real. They are real blessings for us, because God says so. That's what's so powerful. Seven, God blesses us with the power to serve him. I've got written down John 14:12. It says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father. But you know what I just thought of here as it says? God blesses us the power to serve him. We go down to the book of Acts in the first chapter. Jesus said, wait. He says, wait until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Then we will have the power to go and do what and go witness for him. Yes, when we are baptized when we know Jesus Christ, we are baptized with the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit. As it says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know you are a temple of God and that the Spirit dwells within you? That's the Holy Spirit. God blesses us with the gospel, the salvation to share with others. As it says in Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, the Jew first and also to the Greek or the Gentile. Last one I wrote here, and I could write this, we could write and go on and on and on about the blessings that God gives us. But in the ninth one I said is that when we believe in Jesus, we have a friend in Jesus. He calls us his friends. And it says that in John chapter 15, verse 15, where he says, I have not chosen you. Or you have not chosen me, I have chosen you, he says. We are never alone again. Because we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit with us, loving us. We have countless blessings and promises from God. Because we believe and trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. As believers in Christ, our Lord, we should always follow or try to follow what it says in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Here's what it says. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. We are to rejoice in the Lord always. And let the gentleness of the Lord be shown to all people. Then the light of Jesus can shine from us. As it says in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. Yes. Joseph was blessed, Mary was blessed, and everyone who believes in Jesus Christ today is blessed. Praise God for his gift of Jesus, your Savior and Lord, and the work of the Holy Spirit in bringing you to faith in Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we just praise you and thank you for your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your deep love for us in sending your Son to die for our sins, God the Son. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, convicting us of sin and bringing us to faith in Jesus Christ and dwelling within each one of us who believe in you. And lastly, we thank you of walking with us each and every day. And we pray, Heavenly Father, as the Spirit walks with us, that you would guide and direct our steps. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, now. In your name we pray. Amen.